like one more bout of conversation with Last Shadow Puppets. It's good to catch up with you guys again and to see you. And together, for the first time I get a chance, I, you know, you hold so dear to your heart. Do you know what I mean? That inspired you to make this record in the first place.
I really do. I'm thrilled, excited about it, and dead proud of it and that. But I think even though you can, like, hear the influences in it and perhaps was it.
I think, like, lyrically, though, it's, like, quite modern and that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, but, yeah.
Like, that was a thing that sort of, we really didn't want it to be, like, a pastiche or, like, a sort of, it was more just that we'd sort of become friends and wanted to do, like, tunes, write some tunes together. I think that was the initial thing, and then.
Yeah. This might seem like a strange question, because I know the individuals in each of your other bands, and I know how nice and how cool they are and how encouraging they'd be for you to do whatever you want musically. None of them are insecure on that level, it seems to me.
Yeah.
Yet, but from your point of view, were you nervous about mentioning that you wanted to do this, just on how they might react or how it might have some kind of implication at some point?
I don't think so, because I think we all, like, know each other from, like, a few years anyway now. So it's like,
and I think they always sort of knew, because they, like, joked around before we'd even said anything, that I was like,
you two will do a
record, and said all that, you know, so
yeah.
And, like, they knew, like, we were writing and that, and I can't even, because it wasn't like a day when it was, like, sat down, it's like, listen, lads, got something to tell you.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't imagine. I just wondered if there were any kind of, like, pangs of, like, you know, even tiny little fears of, like, oh man, we've booked the studio time now and I've got to go tell my mates I'm going to go make this record. Hey, you know, how will it be at crunch time? You know what I mean?
I don't think, I don't really, know,
it's just so wrong.
Yeah.
So, like, that's because they're your best mate.
And music's to be made.
Do you know what I mean?
There you go.
It's just about tunes.
It's not you.
There's nothing you've done.
It's fine. We can come back and we'll.
I just, you know, it's not you, it's me.
That old.
But now it's like, I can't commit. You know, I got issues with this whole thing.
But it's just that. I mean, even since then, like, we've recorded again, and, like,
I know
monkeys and
and you know, for now it's just perfect the way it's worked, and I'm, you know, looking forward to playing gigs, aren't we, and, like, end of the year.
Ah, good. So you are going to play some shows?
Yeah, we're going to do a tour in October, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any kind of special sort of, you know, rooms you can play? It kind of lends itself to, no, just the barflies. Yeah. 20-piece orchestra with the barflies.
We're, like, 10 people in it. That's all you can get.
Nah, just not even, like, James and that won't be there. It'd just be me and him and, like, kit laptops.
Oh, nice. Nice. Bleep versions. I love it. Cool, man. Well, you know, you guys have put yourselves in such a great position as musicians, as mates. You know, you've got these excellent bands that you play music with, and at the same time, you know, you've gone away and made just a great record, which I think people will love, irrespective of your history, and it stands up.
Thank you.
It's a
nice
one. And we're going to take the last session track, which is called Meeting Place, which you've already talked a little bit about, which is one of my favorites on the record. Okay. And this is the acoustic version you guys did earlier for us, and we'll see you soon.
See you
soon. Thank you.
Woo.